The Senate bill puts guidelines in place for neighborhood watch programs. It also authorizes law enforcement agencies to fully investigate stand your ground claims. It also mandates that someone claiming self-defense must not be engaged in unlawful activity, a matter of concern for Florida's public defenders and something Altamont Springs Republican Senator David Simmons hopes to fix.
The Avon lady who is engaged in selling some product out of her house and maybe violating a zoning law should not be subjected to an argument that a prosecutor might make that she is engaged in an unlawful activity. We never intended that when we passed the law, but unfortunately, there have been some cases that I'm aware of that prosecutors have taken a very, very strict interpretation of what is engaging in an unlawful activity.
Simmons, the original author of Stand Your Ground, is working with Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith to tweak the controversial law. Both had similar legislation, but the measures were later rolled into one bill. The most contentious provision in that combined bill is to protect innocent bystanders. Simmons says that means if the person claiming self-defense hurts an innocent bystander in the process of fending off an attack from an aggressor, they could be sued.
What happens if the person who's involved shoots and kills an innocent bystander, 3-year-old? Is that person, as a result of the civil immunity, immune from claims by the parents of that 3-year-old child who was totally innocent standing on the sidelines? Well, that was not addressed in 2005. It's left for clarification. This is the chance to go ahead and clarify that issue to assure that there would be no misinterpretation.
Simmons says provisions in the bill were suggestions that came from Governor Rick Scott's Stand Your Ground Task Force, but St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher says he's not sure that's one of them.
It concerns me that we are going beyond what the task force recommended in this particular situation. And so what you're saying, though, is I think we're putting them at jeopardy, even though they were defending themselves inadvertently. You said shoot up in the air, Senator Simmons. If they potentially harm somebody else from a third-party liability standpoint. So that's my concern.
And the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer says she, too, agrees that holding the person defending themselves liable is wrong.
Well, I think the person who is responsible for the innocent bystander is the attacker. And so I don't think that language is going to hold up. And it was clear that this is a work in progress.
Hammer adds while the NRA itself doesn't have a position at this time on the bill, she believes this bill, which seeks to clear up misinterpretation, will itself be misinterpreted.
I don't think it's going to get you very far, because how many years will it be before they start misinterpreting what was done this year? Although there's potential.
Meanwhile, over in the Florida House, Shalimar Republican Representative Matt Gaetz says overall he lacks confidence in this so-called improvement of the law. He says he likes the existing law. He's also the chair of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, which would have to hear the bill before it went anywhere.
I don't think that the Senate bill tests any belief because I think it lacks any substance.
Still, at the request of House Speaker Will Weatherford, Gaetz is expected to schedule a hearing for a bill to repeal Stand Your Ground, sponsored by Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams. That may happen before the end of December. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.